where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here is an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police say there were no injuries after a robbery in the city's South End. According to police, it happened at a Divine Street apartment between East Street South and Indian Road South on Wednesday. At around 6:40 p.m., a man allegedly knocked on the door of an apartment unit and claimed he needed help because of an emergency. Police say the man then allegedly held a knife to the woman's stomach and demanded her prescribed opioids for her medical condition. After the suspect received the medication, he then fled on foot. He is being described as white, approximately 5'11", slim build, and medium length brown hair. Anyone with information is being asked to contact police or Crime Stoppers. A section of Lakeshore Road was closed this morning after a car struck a hydro pole. At around 12:20 this morning, police responded to a crash at Lakeshore Road and Dell Avenue. No injuries were reported. Repairs have been completed to the hydro pole, and the road has since reopened. The town of Petrolia is looking to involve the town's youth for its 150th anniversary. Spokesperson Larissa Ellsworth says the goal is to place a 4x8 mosaic mural on the side of the Victoria Playhouse rehearsal hall.
What we're trying to do is get a number of young people to provide some art for us in about a 3.5-inch square that we can then put together, glaze, and create kind of a children up to age 18 story about Petrolia.
The plan is to start assembling the mural in September with an official unveiling to happen in October. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs have clinched a playoff spot without stepping on the ice. Each team, as a part of the four clinch scenarios, lost last night. But in game action, the Leafs are in Montreal. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. and you can catch the game live on CHOK. And in baseball, the Detroit Tigers continue their series against Oakland at home this afternoon, and the Jays play the Yankees again this evening. Today will be sunny with a north wind and a high of 7 degrees. Tonight, clear with a slight wind and a low of -2, but feeling more like -6 overnight. And tomorrow, sunny, increase in cloudiness in the afternoon, and a southeast wind and a high of 14 degrees. I'm Lindsay Newman.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.